The fastest way to build a useful AI agent is to build one for yourself first. The slowest way is to skip that step and try to build for a client right out of the gate. I see two failure patterns play out constantly in this category, and they look like opposites, but they end the same place. The first group has been studying AI for months. They watch tutorials. They subscribe to newsletters. They follow AI accounts. They know the vocabulary. They have not built anything. Every week they tell themselves they'll start when they understand it better. The understanding never quite arrives. The second group jumps straight to building for a client because that's where the money is. They sketch something out, they ship it, the client uses it for a week, it breaks in ways nobody anticipated, and now they're firefighting a system they don't fully understand instead of building anything new. Both patterns produce the same outcome: mediocre work, low confidence, and the quiet feeling that AI is harder than everyone says. There's a different sequence that works. Build for yourself first, live with what you built, notice what breaks, fix it. Then only then decide whether what you have is worth offering to anyone else. This episode is about why that sequence works. Four agents you can build for yourself this week. What I'm learning right now from doing exactly this with my own product. And the free training paths from the companies actually building these models so you can stack credentials while you build. The build for yourself first principle is universal. A coach in Guadalajara who builds a client prep agent for her own practice is going to learn the same lessons as a fractional CFO in Auckland who builds a financial review agent for his own clients. The agents look different. The lessons rhyme, hey or hi again. I'm Makita Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Let me explain why building for yourself first works. The reason is the quality of feedback you get. When you build an automation for your own workflow, the feedback is immediate, honest, and unfiltered. You don't have to schedule a check-in to learn that something is broken. You feel the broken thing the morning it breaks. You don't need a survey to know whether the output is good. You're the one who has to read it. You don't need a focus group to tell you whether the workflow has an unnecessary step. You're the one repeating the step. That feedback quality doesn't exist anywhere else. Clients are polite. They don't tell you something annoys them until they've been annoyed for months. Beta testers are intermittent. They show up when they have time, not when the bug fires. Yourself as a user gives you continuous, honest, real-time feedback that nothing else can produce. And it's free. There's also a sequence that holds across almost every durable agent product I've watched get built. Self, then team, then customer. The agents you build for yourself become the templates you eventually deploy for a team. The ones that survive real use at team scale become the ones you offer to clients. Most things that get built in the wrong order break in the wrong order. This is also a piece of the connector method I want to call out directly because it lives at the heart of this episode. Fast action. Evidence, confidence from the evidence, results, in that order. Most people try to build the confidence first by studying. The connector method says you build the confidence by acting. Studying produces comfort. Acting produces data. And the data is what you actually need. I want to tell you what I'm learning right now from doing exactly this, because this is where I think most AI teaching falls short. People talk about the win. They don't talk about the part right after the win where you realize the next layer of work just started. I built Everfreely for myself first. The AI Revenue Finder agent that searches across grants, fellowships, pitch competitions, paid speaking, press awards, and other categories of non-dilutive capital, scores them against your profile, and drafts the applications from your asset library. I built it because I needed it. I'm a service-based business owner. The opportunities exist. Tracking them manually was eating real hours. So I built the system. It worked. For me. Here's what I didn't expect to learn. Building something that works for you is one thing. Making it production ready for other users is a completely different layer of work. The contextual intelligence that makes the agent work for me is wired tight to my data, my voice, my opportunity profile. When I think about a second user, the work isn't give them the same thing. The work is rebuilding the contextual layer for each new user, building the onboarding that captures their context as cleanly as I captured mine, and designing the human-in-the-loop checkpoints that protect them from the failure modes I've already lived through. There's a third thing nobody talks about. Models change. The AI you're building on today is going to update. Sometimes that update makes your agent better. Sometimes it shifts the way prompts get interpreted just enough that your previously reliable agent starts producing different output. The contextual layer of intelligence I described in episode 13, the foundation documents, the skills, the system prompts, those don't stay perfectly tuned forever. You have to maintain them. You have to be aware of your strategy and what you're trying to do, because if you're not, the model drift will quietly take your agent off course and you'll find out from a bad output instead of a notification. This is why human in the loop is not a temporary measure. It's a strategic choice. The businesses that treat it as a constraint to remove are the ones that ship unreliable agents. The businesses that treat it as the layer that keeps the system trustworthy are the ones that get to scale. I'm telling you this because I want you prepared for the surprises. Build for yourself first, yes. And know that what works on you is the start, not the finish. The next layer of work is real, and it's where most people quit, because it's harder than the first build and less exciting. Here's the practical sequence for you. Pick something small, specific, something you do repeatedly that takes more time than it should. Four agents that work for any service-based business owner anywhere in the world. Agent 1, a research sweep that runs before every client call. You tell the agent to check the person's LinkedIn, their company's recent news, and any relevant industry updates. The agent compiles a one-page brief. You review it in 2 minutes instead of spending 30 minutes doing the research manually. A consultant in Mombasa runs this the same way an executive coach in Cartagena does. The work is the same. The savings are the same. Agent 2. A weekly status update draft. You tell the agent to look at your calendar, your completed tasks, and your active projects. It drafts a status update for your clients or your team. You review and send. 5 minutes versus 30. A financial advisor in Tucson and an architect in Almaty get the same leverage. Agent 3. A content recycling pass. You record one 10-minute voice memo on a topic you care about. The agent transcribes it, then pulls 4 LinkedIn posts, 2 newsletter sections, 1 blog topic, and 3 short-form video concepts from that single recording. You review and schedule. A speaker in Salvador uses this the same way a strategist in Reykjavik does. Agent 4, a feedback triage system. You tell the agent to look at all the email and messages you received this week, categorize by urgency, and draft responses for the routine ones. You review the drafts, approve or edit, and send. The agent handles the 80% that's routine. You spend your attention on the 20% that needs your actual brain. Pick one. Build it. Don't over-design it. Get the first ugly version running for yourself this weekend. Then live with it for 2 weeks. Notice what breaks. Fix it. Notice what's missing. Add it. Notice what's unnecessary. Remove it. After a month, someone will notice. A colleague will say, "How did you get that brief done so fast?" A friend will say, "Your weekly update writes itself now." That's the invitation to teach, share, or productize. And by the time you do, you'll have lived through enough failure modes to actually know what you're selling. I want to address something directly because I know this episode could be misread. I don't think you have to wait until you've personally built every single thing before you can teach. That's an absolutist standard that nobody actually applies to themselves. And it's worth saying out loud. You can teach what you've studied. You can teach what you've researched deeply. You can teach what you've watched a peer do well. The standard isn't, "I built this exact thing in production." The standard is, "I'm honest about what I've done, what I've studied, and what I'm still figuring out." That honesty is what makes the teaching trustworthy. Building for yourself is the highest leverage way to learn fast. But study, observation, and rigorous research also count. And pretending otherwise is its own kind of dishonesty. Now, while you're building, also stack credentials. The free education from the companies actually building these models is the highest leverage you can get. Three places to start. Anthropic Academy. You can find it at anthropic.skilljar.com. It's the official training program from the company behind Claude. Multiple free courses with completion certificates. Claude 101 is the right entry point. AI Fluency Framework and Foundations is the next move. They have specific paths for educators, students, and developers. The Model Context Protocol Intro and the Claude Code 101 are both worth your time. NVIDIA Deep Learning Institute, also called DLI. You join the free NVIDIA Developer Program, and you get access to self-paced courses with certificates of competency, heavy on the technical side, but the generative AI fundamentals path is approachable for non-developers, and it carries weight in any conversation about AI infrastructure. Google Cloud Skills, Boost, free generative AI learning paths with badges you can put on your LinkedIn. The generative AI fundamentals path takes about a day and gives you the cloud platform side of the picture, which most independent operators are missing. These are real credentials from the companies producing the technology, not paid boot camps, not influencer courses. Stack one or two while you're building, and the combination of credentials plus working systems is the strongest positioning you can have. The point of this episode is this: the gap between understanding AI and being competent with AI is not more information. It's reps. The cheapest, fastest, lowest stakes place to get those reps is on yourself. Build something for you first. Live with what breaks. Then, when something is solid enough to share, you'll know it because you'll have used it long enough to trust it. And the people who built before they were ready are the ones who'll be ready when the next thing is. Find everything you need to make more money, time, and options in your service-based business at seedinsociety.com. Sign up for the newsletter
find every AI tool I use and recommend, check out the blog for even more breakdowns, or do the free AI employee report, all in one place. And if you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps this free education reach more people, or share it with someone you know needs it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.